it's a nonprofit that's been around since the late 80s. It's always kind of been involved in work that would be related to NOLA for Life, counseling, crime prevention, that sort of thing. It also has been for the last 6 years in the process of building a community center near the corner of Washington and Broad. It's gotten about $2.3 million to build a new center. It's been stalled for more than a year, and it's just tied up in all of this litigation with all of its contractors. And recently, it got yet another grant from the city from the NOLA for Life Fund.
And so do these construction problems and the problems with the center throw the other activities of the nonprofit and the general management of this nonprofit into question?
I don't know if I can really make that call myself, but it is something that we thought was curious. We looked at a request for proposals that the city issued on this NOLA for Life Fund back in late 2012, and you know, the tone of it seemed to be suggesting that they were looking for established, responsible nonprofits that have, you know, a proven track record. So it just struck us as interesting that this nonprofit that has not delivered on this six-year-long project and is involved in all of these problems, and it's all publicly funded, it just struck us as interesting.
So the grant that the Family of Center of Hope got specifically is a $40,000 community of practice grant. Mm-hmm. What are those grants for specifically?
Well, there are two levels of grants from the NOLA for Life Fund. The higher level of grants, the $40,000 level, is called community of practice. As part of community of practice, they were supposed to turn in some very detailed financial information, which in the case of Family Center for Hope, they did not.
Remind us some about the NOLA for Life Fund. How much money are we talking about, and where does that money come from?
Well, the NOLA for Life Fund, it's a component of Mayor Landrieu's overall NOLA for Life plan. This particular component of it is privately administered by the Greater New Orleans Foundation. It's not administered by the city. The money, however, the largest chunk of it comes from a donation from Chevron, but then another chunk of it comes from city funds through the Wisner Fund, which is a charitable trust. You know, we've initially had some trouble getting information about how this grant is operating because it's administered by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, which is claiming it's not a public entity and this is not, you know, public work that it's doing.
So this is part of a larger concern about the transparency of the NOLA for Life funding in general, yeah?
Yeah. There was recently a meeting at City Council's Criminal Justice Committee that sort of addressed this, where a lot of these questions sort of came up. From council members, Stacey Head and Susan Guidry. We have this big umbrella program. The city had not yet made it clear how everything within that program was funded, how much money was going into each NOLA for Life sub-program. You know, basically the council wanted to do a cost-benefit analysis and was unable to do that. There's going to be further public scrutiny of it, too, from the city council coming in the summer. They haven't set a date on that. And we're going to continue asking questions right now about the NOLA for Life fund and, as we go forward, probably on NOLA for Life in general. You know, I think it's important that this program works as best as possible and the money is being spent well.
Charles Maldonado, government accountability reporter at The Lens, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.